Spring training is a beloved ritual here in Arizona, and it is just about to begin all around the valley. But the pandemic has local leaders worried about health and safety this year. John Giles is the mayor of Mesa, a city that invested $100 million on a replica of Chicago's Wrigley Field.
We refer to March in Mesa as Christmas in March. We like to say that Chicago is, you know, the summer home of the Mesa Cubs.
The ballpark keeps the Cubs coming back every year. The Oakland A's train in Mesa, too. So it was especially hard for Giles to join other local mayors in signing a letter back in January asking Major League Baseball to postpone spring training until they had a better handle on the coronavirus pandemic. At the time, Arizona had one of the highest spread rates in the country.
Delaying the season would have been helpful to us just because it would have allowed for the vaccine to do its work, you know, for another month or so, and probably would have allowed us to allow more people to watch the games.
In neighboring Scottsdale, Mayor David Ortega estimates his city generates as much as $2 million a game when the San Francisco Giants play preseason there. But he signed the letter, too.
It was an important call. It was actually easy for me to make. You've got to be sensible, and we were. And actually, there has been a subsidence in the numbers, but we're still following all the protocol. So health will always supersede money.
Major League Baseball denied the mayor's request, but they worked with host cities and the tent stadiums for the 15 Cactus League teams in the Phoenix area, and they will limit ticket sales to only a small fraction of their capacity, with fans socially distanced in separate pods. Mayor Ortega says for now, that'll have to do.
We're going to celebrate what we got. I don't want to just have one of those cutout pop-outs in my head sitting in the stadium, right? and eventually, we all want to be there. It's going to be a blip.
But it's a big blip. Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher.
A shutdown, you know, cost the state close to $300 million in economic impact. Obviously, we hate to see that happen again, but we're in a situation right now where public health and safety is absolutely the top priority, and that's what we're focusing on.
Binsbacher says she's not sure what will happen this spring, but feels baseball is doing the best it can to keep the teams, the fans, and the communities around them happy.
Such a fluid situation, and there's still so many uncertainties, so we're working very closely with the government agencies and health officials to stay current on all of the information and all of the data to make the best possible decisions to create a safe and secure environment for spring training, whatever that might look like.
David Estrada drove in from Los Angeles with his wife and young daughter. He wanted to come and see the rookies and be closer to the players.
We came to Arizona, we're going to the Grand Canyon, and we decided to go and check out all the spring training facilities. And this is our fourth one so far.
For now, though, he'll be on the outside looking in. He's disappointed that his family won't be able to have the experience they wanted, actually going inside the stadiums to watch exhibition games.
Spring training is just around the corner, but we can't do that. We can't just request tickets, you know, and hopefully next year it'll be a different story.
So for now, there's still spring training baseball in Arizona, only without the usual crowds, fanfare, or revenue that usually brings Christmas in March to the state.